James Burkett was born near Minot, North Dakota, sometime around 1890. The circumstances of his childhood, his parents, whether he had any education, I knew nothing about these things. Only that he grew up on the high plains of Dakota in the years after Little Bighorn, at the closing of the frontier. The first real evidence I had of the man was a sepia photograph on thick cardstock, taken in New York City at the H.W. Harrison Photographic Studio on Fulton Street on Wednesday, August 23, 1911. The day and date were carefully noted in pencil on the back of the photo, along with his new name, James Barber. The story behind this journey was also murky. The way I heard it, from my mother, who got it from my father's father, was that Burkett lit out of North Dakota to escape an armed robbery charge. He lay low a while on the south shore of Lake Superior, clamming and working on fishing boats, then made his way to New York under a new name. Why he changed his name, whether it was to avoid an arrest warrant or just to make a new start with a new identity out east or for some other reason, no one knew for sure. Nor could anyone explain why my great-grandfather chose Barber as his new surname. The only solid evidence I had of this period was the photo itself. It was the only image of James Burkett Barber I ever saw. He would have been about 20 or 21 when it was taken. He is shown full figure, slim and taut, bandy-legged in a borrowed coat with a bowler held in the crook of his arm. He squints into the camera with a Bowery smirk, one corner of his mouth curling up like smoke. I surmised that the charge in North Dakota was probably more serious than armed robbery. Not only did Burkett Barber go to great lengths to escape it, a low-rent stick-up man on the lam did not have to travel so far or transform himself so completely, but upon arriving in New York, he displayed an aptitude for violence almost immediately. There was no apprenticeship. He did not work his way up from petty assaults, as novice criminals do. He stepped on stage a hoodlum in full flower. His criminal record in New York included arrests for ABDW, assault with intent to rob, assault with intent to murder, mayhem, possession of an infernal device, possession of an unlicensed firearm, rape, and attempted murder. Between his first arrest in New York State in 1912 and his death in 1941, James Barber spent nearly half his days in prison or in custody awaiting trial. On two charges of rape and attempted murder alone, he served 14 years combined. It was the record of a professional criminal, and the one description of him that surfaced in the casebooks bore that out. The case was an attempted murder in 1916. It generated a perfunctory appeal and was therefore written up in the New York case reports in 1918. The summary of the facts of the case, as reported by Judge Barton in his decision, is just a few sentences long.